Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Ribbis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Dalet. We dedicate the learning today, Lili Nishmas, Yerachmiel, Daniel Ben Gedalia, Rosa Basti Tamar, and also for a complete refuah shalema for all those that need it, Besoich Shar Choli Yisrael. Paragraph Dalet, Ugmilas Chesed, Vahavuas Chaim, Gedoilo Yoisem En Atzdaka. And giving a person a loan, lending money to someone, is even on a higher level than charity, than giving the person a gift. Kigmilus chesed bein lani and bein lashirin, because as the Gemara points out, a loan is something that could apply both to a wealthy person and a poor person. V'yalidei zeh koine ahava v'sholoim im hakoil. And by doing this, by being willing to lend money to help a person who really needs it, a person acquires friendship and peace with everyone. Shezeh ho'ikar, and this is one of the most important things. Ki godol ha'sholoim shemevat la'achiz asliyei zahara v'kanal. Because peace is so important in that it eliminates the ability of the Yetzirah to have any grasp, to have any hold. The ikra ma'ilas halvoas chayim hu ha'hamtona, and the main significance of giving somebody a loan is the fact that you're willing to wait. Shemamten lechaveiroi ad asher yishalem lo. You're willing to wait a week, a month, a year, whatever it is, until the person pays back that loan. Shaydezeh mevateles bechinas hazman. And by doing this, you're showing that time is not controlling you. You're controlling time. Time is not dictating what you do. Hashem is dictating what you do. V'nichlal bebechinas lamala miyazman. And you're connecting yourself to the concept above time. Shezehu klal kol ha-Torah. And this is what the entire Torah and Yiddishkeit is really all about. Shetzrichin lahamtin, that in Torah and Yiddishkeit we're taught the concept of waiting. Kischar mitzvah b'hayal maleka, because the Gemara says that reward for a mitzvah does not exist in this world. Ki hayoyim la'asoysam ulamochor l'kabel schorom. Our obligation is to do the mitzvahs today, now, and to be rewarded for it tomorrow. And by living this way, we're plugging into this concept above time. Because most definitely, if a person would be able to see the reward for mitzvahs in this world, there'd be no test, there'd be no choice, no free choice. Bifrat mitzvah tzedakah, especially regarding when it comes to the mitzvah of charity, im hayo hodom roye shalidei hadinar shenoisein lehoni nishpaloi miyad elef adumim. If a person would see clearly that by giving a dinar, a dollar, let's say, to a poor person, the person immediately receives reward, $100,000, mi pesi shelo yitein tzedakah, which fool would not give charity, and wouldn't grab a deal like this, this kind of a deal. People give hundreds and thousands of dollars in order to do business, and for a questionable profit, where they're hoping to make 10%, let's say, on their investment. V'lefomim yesh hefsid. And there are times that the person isn't that fortunate, and not only don't they make profit, but they lose. They lose their investment, or they lose part of the investment. V'yesh lo yegiyos gedoylois v'atzumois mo'i. And the person has major, major struggle and effort trying to make money, trying to generate a profit. So which person wouldn't grab an opportunity for profit like this? that by giving a dinar to a poor person, the person would see that they're receiving thousands back in exchange, mehaperos, just the profit alone is thousands, milvad hakeren hakayemes loylad, besides the principal amount, which the Gemara tells us is reserved eternally. That certain mitzvahs, the profits we get in this world, the principle is reserved for the next world. However, where does free choice come in? And where does the test? What makes it a test? The fact that the person has to wait. Because we don't see the reward with our eyes. The yesh lefonim shemei ahavas ha'odom goinzen loy gam ha'perois lo'olam haba l'tevosoi. And even though the general rule is, the Torah tells us, that for certain mitzvahs, the profits you receive in this world and the principle is set aside for the next world, Rav Nosson Zal says there are exceptions to that. There are times when Hashem loves the person so much that Hashem decides to even take the profits and save it for the next world, where it'll do the person much more benefit. Oy, bishvil kapara safaynos. Or Hashem makes a decision to use those profits to atone for the person's sins, to forgive sins, to erase sins. So the person doesn't see it in their bank account, they don't see that they got more money, and they don't see either that Hashem wiped their slate clean. Hashem removed all kinds of negative spiritual balances from them as a reward for the mitzvah tzedakah that they did. Al kein, therefore, ikar schar hatzedakah hu ha'emuna shemamin b'Hashem Yisborach omamten lo. Therefore, the main reward for the mitzvah tzedakah is the faith and trust that the person shows in Hashem, that I trust Hashem. I trust that Hashem knows how much money I've given out, and I trust that Hashem is going to reward me for this. And the person is willing to wait. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Malve Hashem Choynein Dal. That a person who shows generosity to a poor person, Choynein Dal, is Malve Hashem, is lending to Hashem. When is Hashem going to give it back? Sometimes in this world, sometimes in the next world, sometimes in a month, sometimes in a year. For Iker, the most important thing is levatel hazman, to eliminate the time factor. Because if a person puts that aside, then the person has the ability to wait. Because a person has to really, really pay attention to the truth. We talk about the term reality check. This is the reality check. What's the reality check? Shehazman poireach v'shot ma'oid ma'oid. That time flies. The time is flying by very quickly. Kasheroyim b'chush, as we see in actual life. Ulahamin, and to believe shebeemes ein shum zman klal, that in a higher reality, in the olam ha'emes, in the world of truth, there's no such thing as time. V'ha'ikra zman alidei histalkus hadas, and where does time become a factor? When is time a major consideration? When there's lack of das. Bishvil hanisoyon v'habchira, in order to test us, in order that we should have free choice, kedei lekasher hazman lebechinas lamala mehazman, so that we should take time, we should take this physical, materialistic world, which seems to be controlled by time, and connect it to the next world, to Hashem, who is above the concept of time. How? Alidei tzedakah u'maisim tovim, by giving charity and performing good deeds. Alidei shemamin b'Hashem Yisborach, and by showing that we believe in Hashem, v'oyset tzedakah u'gmilas chesed, and therefore I do charity and I lend monies, u'mamten l'Hashem, and I'm happy to wait for when Hashem will return the favor. Nimsa, So we conclude, therefore, she'ikar milas hatzdoko gmilas chesed hu ha'amtana, that the main reward, the main significance of tzedaka and lending monies is all about this ability, this willingness to wait. Because a person who does that is connecting to that level that's above the concept of time, umevatel kol hashinuyim, and is eliminating all the differences, all the diversity. Interesting. Today is Sunday, Yom Rishon Bashabbos, next to the last day of the month of Tishrei. Tomorrow will be Erev Rosh Chodesh, Mar Cheshvan, and the following day, Tuesday and Wednesday, will be Rosh Chodesh, musician, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Yesterday we read Parshas Bereishis, and I saw, I believe it's the Chidozal who speaks about this, or other Meforshim, that the test of the Eitz Hadas was Vatera. She looked, she saw. It says she saw that the fruit looked attractive, etc., etc. And the Meforshim point out that this is the difference between the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is all about instant gratification. Here, look, you'll smoke this, or you'll eat this, you'll enjoy, you will have pleasure immediately, right now. Whereas the Torah, the mitzvah, the Yetzer Toiv says, put on tzitzis, put on tefillin, light candles, keep Shabbos. Your gratification, your reward will be somewhere in the future, sometime in the future, generally. Even though the Torah does tell us, there is a concept of Olamcha Tireh B'chayecha, that when a person gets to a high enough level of faith in Hashem and faith in the Torah of mitzvahs, they enjoy the mitzvah itself. They're not waiting. The mitzvah itself is enjoyable to them. They feel the reward in the mitzvah itself, but that's already a high madrega. On a simple, on a basic level, the difference between Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Toiv is, the Yetzer Hara is look, and the Yetzer Toiv is believe. Believe that somewhere in the future, at some time in the future. Question in the chat, we learned in the previous halacha that a person who has to borrow money is in some ways in a worse position than the one who receives charity. So how could it be that the one who gives a loan is doing a better thing than the one who gives tzedakah? The answer is there's two issues. There's the one on the receiving end, the one on the giving end. And here again, the Gemara points out that in certain ways, in some ways, a loan is greater than a gift. This doesn't mean that we should stop giving tzedakah, that when we have a choice, when somebody comes around collecting, oh, I'll lend it to you. Here's a shtar, sign this document, I'm lending you this shekel, or I'm lending you this dollar, whatever it is. It doesn't mean that. It means the Gemara is telling us that there are certain ways, certain benefits that a loan has that charity doesn't. That a wealthy person usually will not accept charity. And even wealthy people get into situations where they need to borrow money. That's one of the differences. And in addition, when I give charity, I'm not waiting for that person to give me anything back. Whereas when I'm giving a loan, besides Hashem, I'm waiting for that actual person to return the loan. But again, it doesn't mean that in every way the loan is better than stuff. It means that there are certain ways in which the loan, certain advantages that a gemach has over charity. Any other questions?
When somebody loans, he makes connection with the person, and this connection lasts. And when the person giving money, he gave money and said bye-bye to the person.
Correct.
So when you make connection to the person, it's much bigger than just here and bye.
Correct.
Thank you.
The Alkane, Avoin Horibis Chomor Ma'oid Ma'oi. And based on this explanation, we can understand why the Torah tells us that the sin of collecting interest on a loan is a major, major sin. Ki Horibis Hu Agar Netar. Because interest means reward for waiting. Shenoitel Schar Bishvil Hamtonas Mois of Shemal Haloi. That I'm collecting money, I'm taking a fee for waiting for my money, waiting for you to return my money to me. ובזה מגביר אחיזת הזמן ויוסר. And in doing this, we're feeding time, this concept of time. We're giving power, showing that time is very important. Time is money. Time is money. ומגביר הורא הנחז בשינויים הנחוזים בזמן. And the person is strengthening the evil, the negativity that's attached to the diversity that's associated with time, as we've explained in the previous shiurim. Me'acha she'eino imamin l'ashem yisborach, lahamten l'chaveiroi ha'havo, v'ligmo limoi chesed. Since this person is showing that they don't believe in Hashem, they don't believe to be willing to wait for that money to come back, and to do this as an act of kindness, not looking for any fee at all. Shayidezeh umevatel hazman hanechaz b'momon b'yoser, which if the person does the loan that way, without asking for any interest at all whatsoever, that person is negating time, that time factor that's attached especially to money. Again, time is money. V'alkein pegam avoin horibis godol moi. And it's for this reason that the Torah says that this sin of collecting interest is so big. V'nechshav kekoifer b'chol ha-Torah kula. And the Gemara says in Baba Metzia, page 71, that it's considered as if the person is in denial of the entire Torah. Ki kol kiyum ha-Torah tluyu bazeh. Because the whole, our entire observance of Torah is dependent on this concept, levatel hazman, that we're pushing aside time. Time is not going to decide. It's not instant gratification. That when I have a choice of getting pleasure right now or waiting, I'd rather wait. I'd rather forego the instant gratifications, those pleasures, because I believe that waiting, I'll do much better off. Shenishom kol hashinim, and as we learned earlier, time is what defines all the differences and diversity. Shenishom kol achizas hayetzahara, and that's where the yetzahara has power and is attached to. V'seishom Rabbi Stenizal, and this is why the Gemara also says over there, shenechshav kekoifer b'yetzias Mitzrayim, that a person who takes interest, it's considered as if they deny the miracle of the Jews leaving Egypt. Ki b'yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo shidud hamarochos. Because the Torah tells us clearly that when the Jews left Egypt, Hashem changed, he modified those factors that define time, the sun and the moon and the stars, shal yodo misnahig hazman, which define time. V'alkein hoyo oz b'chinas bitul hazman. And therefore, during that time, the people experienced an elimination of time. V'kamuva b'divrei Akmazal v'aroshe prokem, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the short notes of chapter 79 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Shebekriyas Yamsuf hoyo bitul hazmanim. Rabbeinu Zal says there that during the miracle of the splitting of the Red Sea, Hashem eliminated the concept of time. V'al kein, b'leil shimurim, hoyo laylo kayon yoyer. And this is also why on the night of Pesach, we're told that the night shone brightly like day. Kama Yisham Rabbi Stenizal, like the Gemara says, shezeo b'chinas bitul hazmanim. This is an example of elimination of time. Shemishom kol ho'oisois v'hamoifsim hanoiroim sho'osa Moshe. And it's through this elimination of time that was what was behind all the great miracles, the awesome miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed. Shohoyo lemara mehazman. And we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was above this concept of time. Kama Shemuva, as the Zohar HaKadosh says clearly, based on the Pasuk in Koheles, Ma Shehoyo Hu Sheyir. That which was is that which will be, connecting the past and the future. And the first letters of Ma Shehoyo Hu spell the word Moshe. Kemoshe Kosl Shom Barashi HaProkam, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, in chapter 79 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Vayidei Zeh Zochu LeKabolas HaTorah. And this is also, Kriyas Yamsuf is what preceded the Jews receiving the Torah on HaSinai, She'al Yodo Zeichen Lehikolel Lamala Me'azman. And it's through the Torah and the mitzvahs that we are able to plug into this level above the concept of time. V'amal v'beribis, v'noitel agar netar, whereas a person who lends money for interest, he's receiving reward for waiting, who behepach mikol zeh, that's the opposite of everything we just spoke about. V'alkein nechshav kekoifer v'tzias Mitzrayim, who b'chol ha-Torah kula. And therefore it's considered as if the person is denying the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Chas v'Shalom denying the entire Torah, the whole concept, underlying concept of Yiddishkeit. Paragraph Hey, v'zeh b'chinas kimas chatzoyis. And now we'll understand also why the concept of a Jew waking up in the middle of the night, breaking the night, and getting up at that time when the majority of people are sleeping, not just sleeping, but that's the deepest sleep in the middle of the night. This is considered an incredible, important, great item. The Zohar HaKadosh has maybe 20, 30 things that are only people who get up for Chatzos have these incredible powers, that when they say something, it's fulfilled all kinds of incredible rewards for this major item of getting up for Chatzos. Levatel Hashena. It's about eliminating sleep. Shemishom achizas hazman. As we learned earlier, sleep is where time is very powerful, more powerful than normal. That normally 15 minutes is 15 minutes. When a person sleeps for 15 minutes, it can feel sometimes like a month, like a week. Shemishom kol hashinuyim. And again, time is what defines all the diversity. V'alkein shena l'shoin shinui. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you can understand also the similarity between these two words in Lashon Kodesh, in Hebrew. Shena means sleep, shinui means diversity, differences. Kalidei ha-shena v'tardema b'chinas histalkus hadas mishon ikar achizas tirdas hazman shemishon kol ha-shinui. Because it's through sleep, and especially tardema, deep sleep, which is a time when the person's das leaves, that's where the heaviness of time comes in, which is what defines all the differences. V'alkein ho yetzias Mitzrayim b'chatzos. And this is why the Torah tells us that the final miracle, makas b'choros, took place at midnight. It's the miracle of the Jews leaving Egypt. Because leaving Egypt was a miracle, an awesome miracle, which is an example of eliminating time. And that's what getting up at midnight is all about. Because at midnight, from above, from in heaven, comes forth a wake-up call to wake up from sleep. Alidei hai kolo debatish begatvoi de tanagoylo. As the Zohar Kodesh says, there's a heavenly voice that strikes the wings of the rooster and causes the rooster to crow at midnight. Shayidei zeh masigin bechinas bitul hazman. And by getting up at chatzos, those people who break that sleep, through that, the person achieves this concept of eliminating time. Shayidei zeh nizbatlen hashinuyim, which eliminates all the diversity, all the differences. Shemishom kol hasina v'hahisnatus v'hamachloikis v'hagolus, which is the source of all hate and conflict and opposition and exile. Habo alidei hacholkim vasoinim, which comes as a result of conflict and hate and opposition. We know that originally, what took the Jewish people down to Egypt? The kinah and sinah among the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik. That's what led them to sell him into slavery, to send him down to Egypt, which resulted in everyone going down to Egypt, which resulted in 210 years of slavery. And when Moshe Rabbeinu, later on, years later, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw an Egyptian beating up a Jew, he killed the Egyptian. That was it. But when he saw two Jews fighting the next day, he said, "Ochein noida hadavar." Now I got the answer to my question. What was his question? Why are we in exile? Why are the Jewish people suffering so much more than other nations? We're bad, they're worse. But now I see the reason. The reason is machloikis. That when there's machloikis among us, when Jews are fighting with each other, that's what warrants the golos, that's what warrants, rachmanu litzlan, all these suffering. V'alkein chatzois mesugel kemoi pidyon. And this is why Rabbi Elazar says in the Kutimran that getting up at chatzois has the same power as giving a pidyon to a tzaddik. A pidyon means a sum of money for tzedakah. Ki ha-pidyon ha-videi mois tzedakah shenoistin la-hatzadik v'ho-ish kosher. Because a pidyon is brought about by a person giving money for charity to a tzaddik or to a religious person, sheshom ikar tikun ha-tzedakah. And that's where the main effectiveness of tzedakah is. Why? Ki kishenoistin la-rosha u-pogum, because when a person gives charity to a rosha, or to a person who is very defective spiritually, mikol shein labal machloikis, especially if a person is supporting those people who cause conflict in Klal Yisrael, those people who oppose Judaism, oppose religious people, azai adaraba. Not only doesn't it have a positive effect, it poigem yoise. That person makes the damage worse, makes the problem worse. Because that person now is drawing a flow of Shefa from Hashem into diversity, into differences. Which we learned earlier is the source of all negativity, the source of all sins and everything. And therefore, one of the most important factors in deciding where to give my charity is to give it to tzaddikim, to give it to really religious people, people who are really peaceful and support peace and promote peace. V'zeh ikar ha-pidyon. That's the real effectiveness of a pidyon. Because by doing that, a person eliminates all types of suffering, which comes from the evil, the negativity that's attached to the diversity, the differences, the kanal, as we discussed earlier. And this is a similar concept to what's taking place at midnight. That a person is getting up from sleep at midnight, and the person is breaking the sleep at a time when sleep is very powerful. At a time when the person's das has shrunken, has reached one of its almost rock bottom, and the das has left when a person is asleep, especially when they're deep in sleep. And by doing this, a person is able to eliminate all the differences. And Rabbi Nosson says, this is how we've explained what Rabbi Nosson says there on the Kutimran. What's the comparison? What's the relationship between chatzois and pidyon? They're both working on the same concept, eliminating the shinuyim. Any questions? Question regarding the time of chatzois. Rabbi Nosson made it very, very clear that he, the Arizal, and the Zohar HaKadosh said that the time for chatzois is 6 hours, 6 clock hours, not shoy zmanios, 360 minutes after from when it becomes night. It says Hakol Chovim, which varies in different countries. Certain places in the United States, it takes 50 minutes, 50 minutes, to get dark from sunset to when it becomes really night. In Eretz Yisrael, it's 20 minutes, a short amount of time. And Rabbi Nassau speaks about this, and Rabbi Nassau speaks about it in many places, and they speak about the incredible significance of the moment of Chatzos. The moment when Chatzos begins, that's the most important time for a person to be awake. And there's a boom that goes off at that time. And whoever's awake, for that boom, there's a tremendous, tremendous benefit in that. That boom continues for a two-hour period. That sound, in a sense, that great light, it continues for a two-hour period, and that's defined as Chatzos. There was one example that's given. There was one individual who, we're told, Reb Doiv, one of the students of Rabbi Nizam, who had certain physical problems, where when he would get up in the middle of the night, he would have headaches, all kinds of difficulties. And his mother came to complain to Rabbi Nizam that she was afraid that it would really affect his health in a very serious way. And Rabbi Nizam told this specific student, your chatzos will be 3 a.m. But for us to take that as a heter, a person shouldn't do that normally. In extenuating circumstances, or if a person didn't wake up for chatzos, they know that number one, there's the full 2 hours, and number two, even after those 2 hours, up until Alois HaShachar, a person can still say tikkun chatzos. We're allowed to say tikkun chatzos. But to know that the best time to be up is that moment of chatzos when chatzos begins, and then that continues for a two-hour period. If a person can't stay up the whole 2 hours, if they can stay up for an hour, very good. If they can only stay up for a half hour, even 15 minutes, it's very, very special. But the critical moment is that beginning of chatzos, and then that two-hour period, if possible. Any other questions?
Also, if you're already awake, is it you need to wake up, or if you already happen to be awake, continue to stay up?
The answer is, this is one of the places, one of maybe 20 places in the Kutei Halachos, where Rav Nosson Zal and Rav Nosson Zal use the term kimas chatzos, getting up for chatzos, breaking out of the sleep. That's definitely the preferred way. It's definitely preferred for a person to go to sleep before chatzos and get up for chatzos. It's written about Rav Nosson Zal that sometimes there were extenuating circumstances, a wedding, this, that, but then he would look at the clock, watch the clock, and he would try 30 minutes, at least 30 minutes before chatzos, to put his head down and to go to sleep. Sometimes not even 30 minutes, but to try to get into sleep and break out of the sleep. That's one of the main factors in chatzos, as Rabbi Nizal and the Sifrei Kabbalah define it. If a person didn't go to sleep, they still can stay tikkun chatzos. They still can get some of the benefits, but to know that there's a major focus on going to sleep before and getting up, breaking out of that sleep, getting up for chatzos. Paragraph of this Eshem Rabbi Senezal, and this is why the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachos, shekosher lamoid al nekudas chatzos, that it's very difficult for a person to know the exact moment of chatzos. The Gemara tells us there that when Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Paroi that the miracle of Makas Pharos is going to take place at chatzos, he didn't say chatzos, he said approximately chatzos. Why? Because the exact moment of chatzos is very difficult to realize. Ki zeh yi'efshar lahasig. Because the exact moment of chatzos is such a high level that it's something that we cannot understand. Ki histalkus hadas shemishom shoyosh habechira. Because the concept of our brain shutting down, which is what it does when we go to sleep, which is the source of free choice, lack of das. When a person's das is bishleimus, then there's no bechira. When a person knows everything they need to know, then there's no choice. There's no matter, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. The person knows what's right, and they, no question. That's why Rabbeinu Zal says, and other Sforim write that when Hashem wants to test a tzaddik, the only way he can test him is by taking away some of his das. Then it's a test. Because when the das is bishleimus, there's no test. The Gemara says a person commits a sin only because a spirit of insanity takes over the person. So again, that's the lack of das. When the das is 100% sholem, no test. Yetzer hara, nothing. So Rav Nosson Zal says now that histalkus hadas, which is the source of the chira, ki mishom nimshach hatous shesoivrim shiyer zman boilem. When there's lack of das, that's where this whole mistake comes into existence of people thinking that there's a time factor. Shemishom nimshochem kol tirdois hazman v'havolot. And that's where all the difficulties, all the problems of time come in. Shemeval v'loisoi milachshoi v'alachrisoi, which confuse the person and don't allow the person to really think about their future, the real future. To prepare provisions for that long, long trip to Olam Haba, to the next world. So here again, because of time in this world. What do you mean? I need time to eat bread. I need time for this. I need time for that. So I don't have time for Torah and Tefillah and Mitzvahs. Because the Yetzer Hara makes us think to lock us into the definitions of time in the materialistic world, and thereby rob us from preparing for the real, for the eternity of the next world. Shekol ze nimshach mitchilas hatzimtzum shel chol haponim. And all of this originates from that original tzimtzum, when Hashem first wanted to create the world, and Hashem had to remove himself. He had to constrict his light in order to make room to create a vacant space in which creation could take place. Shehu bechinas histalkus hachochma v'hadas. This is similar to the chochma and das leaving. Kimuva b'makam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 64 in Likutei Moran. Kol zeh, Iyef Shalahasig, and this concept of the tzimtzum of the cholol haponui, and this concept of the das leaving in order to make room for krit, is something that regular people cannot understand. Ki im lemuvchore yechidei adoros. It's only the highest level tzaddikim. The highest level of tzaddikim, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Dovid HaMelech, they were able to achieve an understanding of this concept of chatzos, what's taking place at chatzos. They say shamu shama brachos, and this is why the Gemara says there in brachos, she David hayakom b'chatzos va'osak b'torah, that Dovid HaMelech would wake up at midnight and be in, and study Torah. Ubaboiker, and in the morning, nichnasu etzloi, the leaders of Klal Yisrael would come to see him, v'amrulai, and they said to him, Amcha Yisrael tzrichen parnasa, your nation, the Jewish nation, needs parnasa. V'lechayra hu plia, Rav Nosson says, this Gemara seems to be strange, very strange. Ma'in zelos there. What is Dovid HaMelech getting up at Chatzos have to do with them coming and asking for parnasa? Ach be'emes, Iker chisoron ha-parnasa v'ho anius nimshach me'ribui ha-shinuyin. However, as we learned previously, a few pages back, the whole concept of the struggle for parnasa and poverty is all the result of the diversity, the differences. Shenisrabu alidei chet odom arishon, which came into being and increased as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon. Remember? When there was only Hashem, no problem. Even when there was only Adam, no problem. The moment there came Adam and Chava was created through his Histalkus Hadas. Chava was created through sleep. Adam had to have sleep. Tardema, problems. The snake was able to approach Chava and get her, convince her, and use her to convince Adam HaRishon, that's where the problems came in. Shemishon achizas Torah. And that's where evil is able to have a hold. Shema'akev hashefa, which causes the flow of shefa from Hashem to be withheld. Shemishon ho'anius, which results in poverty. Bechinas be'itzohoin toichalenu. As it says right after the sin of the Eitz Hadas, Hashem said, now your eating, your livelihood is going to come with depression, suffering. There'll be poverty. There'll be a struggle for a livelihood. V'alkein alidei chatzois. And therefore, through this avoida of getting up in the middle of the night, shalidezeh mevatlen hashinuim. We're breaking sleep. We're breaking time. We're breaking the differences. That should automatically result in a smooth flow of shefa and panosa. And that's why, as right after Dovid HaMelech got up for Chatzos, Dovid HaMelech was a king, and most kings like to sleep late. Kings don't get up in the middle of the night. And Dovid HaMelech did this incredible avoid of Chatzos. They went into him in the morning right away and asked for panosa. Ki ato hoes lishol panosa, because this is the opportune time to ask for panosa. Ki alidei chatzois shu bitul hashinuyim nimsha panosa, because through this avoid of chatzois, which is breaking sleep, which is breaking the time, breaking the differences, this should bring about, this should have resulted in a flow of panosa. The alkein heishiv lohem, and therefore Dovid HaMelech's first response was, no problem. Go do business with each other. Hashem, you have Hashem's blessing. What does that mean? L'chu v'sparnasu ze mizeh. Go help each other in panasa. Dahainu shehu ahava v'sholem b'neihem. Dovid HaMelech was referring to love and peace among the Jewish people. V'yigmalu chesed ze mizeh. They should perform acts of kindness with each other. So that they'll be able to generate parnasa from each other. Because the main ability to eliminate the differences, wealthy and poor, light and darkness, good and bad, is dependent on this. That there must be love and peace and friendship among the Jewish people, v'yigmelu chesed ze mizeh, and perform acts of kindness with each other. Shaydezeh ikar hamshochas hashefa v'abrocha. That's one of the most important factors that will result in a flow of shefa and blessing from Hashem. V'alkein be'emes lo imotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'li machzik brocha v'Yisrael ela shalom. And this explains also why the Torah tells us that Hashem said the best vessel for blessing is shalom, peace. Kama Hashem b'senazal, as the Gemara says in Uksin, Hainu kia fal pi shekomen b'chatzos. What this is telling us is that even though we get up for chatzos, which is such a major, major avodah, shaydezeh mevatlen hashinuyim, which we said eliminates the differences, and it would seem that should be enough to provide a flow of panosa for Klal Yisrael. There's still another critical, important factor. Just because I turn on the faucet and there's a flow doesn't mean you're going to benefit from it. There has to be peace among the Jewish people. That's the most important thing. When there's peace, there's a keli. There's a vessel to be able to receive from that flow. This is what Dovid HaMelech was implying when he said, go support each other. Go do parnasa with each other. So they responded to Dovid HaMelech, Ein hakoimetz mazbiyas huariv, ein haboer nismalin nechulyosoi. The small profits that we can generate from doing panasa with each other are not going to do it. It's not going to do it. It's not going to be enough to support us. And if you have a ditch and you want to fill the ditch, You don't start digging out earth from the ditch to fill the ditch. Hainu shekvar nizbalbel ha'olam kol kach ha'idei chet odom harishon v'chet ha'adoros. What they were telling David HaMelech is that the world is in such a mess as a result of the sin of Adam HaRishon and all the sins of subsequent generations, ad sheloiv hashefa etzel ha'akum, where unfortunately the majority of the money and the wealth is not inside the Jewish nation, and certainly not among the religious people, but rather it's by the non-Jews, the harishoyim, and also by the evil people, ubali machlekes, and people who are full of conflict. Alkein afilu bimei David, and therefore even during the time of David HaMelech, which was considered a high for the Jewish people, where there was a lot of good things, the preparations for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, still, it was still difficult for the Jews to be able to succeed in earning a good living by just doing commerce with each other. Because of the fact that there was so much shefa that was not in that arena, it wasn't in the ballpark of the Jewish people, and certainly not among the religious people. Amar lahem, so David HaMelech said to them, L'chu u'pishtu yedechem b'gdud. Go fight. Go make an army and go fight. Go to the non-Jews to bring back that shefa. Shetzrichim lilchoim im ho'akum v'hasoinim shehem keneged hakdusha, which means that we have to do battle against these other nations and all of our enemies that are against holiness, and to remove the shefa from them, and to return it to the religious Jewish people, to the good Jewish people, etc. Question, if these Rishoim are worse than us, and these non-Jews are worse than us, how do they get the shefa? The answer is when we lose it, when we forfeit it, it automatically goes into their hands. Not because they deserve it, not because they're worthy, but when we lose it, it goes elsewhere. It goes out where? Out into the streets. That kind of thing. The Zohar HaKadosh compares it to a cup and a saucer. When the cup is whole, you're pouring into the cup fills up. When the cup has a hole in it, then you're pouring into the cup is not retaining it at all. It's going out into the saucer, onto the table.
Sounds like it's connected to the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Esau. If Yaakov is doing his job, we have a shefa, we're not.
Exactly. I'm just thinking, we're coming off Shabbos. On Moitzoy Shabbos, right after Shabbos, we read a few pages, V'yiten lecha lekim mital ha-shomayim mishmayim ha-oretz, which are pages referring to Hashem blessing the Jewish people, the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gave to Yaakov Avinu, and a few pages referring to the brachas of being given to Klal Yisrael. The custom among Hasidim is that the most important time for the students to gather together and to go to the tzaddik is Shabbos Mincha, is Shabbos in general. Shabbos is a time of even those people who during the weekdays can't come, can't go, Shabbos is a time of coming together, and especially Shabbos at Mincha. Shabbos at Mincha and Suda Shlishis was the most important time when the tzaddikim, all the students would gather to the tzaddikim to hear Torah. And it seems that it corresponds to this also. This getting together, this uniting, this a manifestation of this Ahava and Shalom, preparing us to receive the real bracha of Shabbos, especially as we're about to go into the weekdays. We're about to go out to work. Shabbos, we're not working. Shabbos, we're connecting, we're tapping into lemala me'azman, lemala. But now we're about to make that transition, going from Shabbos into weekday. To prepare for that, we need that ahavo and shalom, that avoid of the suda shlishis, eating together, singing together, hearing the words of Torah from the tzaddik, the rikud, the dancing that's done there, all of this is an incredible expression of the ahava and shalom to prepare us that we should be worthy kelim to receive the bracha. A new week, a very important week. Tomorrow we said is Erev Rosh Chodesh, Yom Kippur Katan, which we didn't have the previous month because it was Tishrei, and Tishrei there's no Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and Baruch Hashem, there are a lot of simchas in just in Breslov alone. This is a season, there are weddings, bar mitzvahs, simchas, we should be zocheh to the shefa that's needed. A person wants to make a wedding or a simcha, it costs money, they need shefa. We should be zocheh to this ahava and shalom, and thereby to be able to have the keli, to be able to receive Hashem's full flow of shefa. Be zocheh to the gula shleima, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.